This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming in around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, voting was held in a single phase on 288 seats and for the lone by-poll to the Nanded parliamentary constituency on the 20th of November. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation in Delhi is not acceptable. The Home Minister held a meeting with Delhi police today and reviewed the law and order situation. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officers were present in the meeting. Mr. Shah pointed out that it is the personal responsibility of each and every policeman to make Delhi Heights feel completely safe. He added that the safety of children, women and senior citizens should be the priority of Delhi Police. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikatani on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rule-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defence industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Singh also met Defence Secretary of Philippines Gilberto Teodoro. He said Philippines is an important partner in an ACT East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. He said India is strongly committed to further strengthen and expand defence cooperation with the Philippines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5 days of whirlwind diplomacy were marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Amongst the bilateral meetings in Brazil, this was the first meeting of Prime Minister Modi with President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro, PM of the UK, Keir Starmer, President of Chile, Gabriel Boric, and President of Argentina, Javier Milei. In Brazil, Mr. Modi also had informal interactions and pull-aside meetings with leaders of Singapore, South Korea, Egypt, USA and Spain, and with the heads and executives of various international organizations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this Sunday. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, EIR News website and news on EIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of EIR News, DD News PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. BJP President JP Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and centre is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organisations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. In response to Mr. Nadda's letter, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said the people of Manipur are wishing for normalcy, peace and harmony in the state at the earliest. In the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have entered men's double semi-final. They defeated Danish pair of Kim Estrup and Anders Karup Rasmussen in the quarterfinal match in Shenzhen this evening. Meanwhile, men's singles quarterfinal match is underway between Lakshya Sen and Denmark's Anders Antonsen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.